Welcome back to the 100 Languages Podcast, brought to you from Mr. Hodge's first grade class here at Creekview Elementary School. I know it has been a while since we last spoke, but summer has ended and we are into the sixth week of our new school year, with different faces and new ideas to share. I invite you to sit back and settle in. Welcome back to the show. With the new year comes the integration of a new mathematics curriculum for first grade. The Georgia Performance Standards, also known as the GPS for short, search for understanding over what used to be just basic skills computation. With this understanding comes the creation of what we call the essential questions, which are questions that probe deeper to see if children really understand what they are investigating. I decided one afternoon to record a group of girls and put together a podcast so that the outside world could listen to some of my students' understandings about number sense while answering some of the essential questions. How can you represent a number with pictures or manipulatives?
With the manipulatives, and you put 3 tens and then put 6 ones.
Okay.
36.
Good. How can you compare different sets?
You can compare sets by counting if it's less or more. Well, if I have like 20 and 21, 21 is more and 20 is less.
How can you order numbers?
Well, like if you take 16 and then 50 and then 60, it would go 16, 50, 60. Because if you skip some numbers, then you know what's you can count on until it's the biggest number that you already said.
How many days are in a week?
7 days are in a week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
How many months are in a year?
How many months are in a year? 11. 12.
12?
12.
Are you sure?
11.
Are you sure?
12.
12. What are they?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
What are some different ways that we can count to 100?
By twos.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14.
By tens.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70.
Fives.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40.
How do we know if a number is even or odd?
Like, if there's 2 blocks and 2 more and 1 more, that's odd. And even would be 2 blocks and 2 more and 2 more, then that's 6. 7's odd because 7's even. Okay, so it's odd because it doesn't have a match.
And what words can I use to talk about math?
Subtraction, taking away, add, times, even and odd, less, more, equal.
As you can see, the children in our class are working hard on building the foundations of a strong sense of numbers. With such an outspoken group, this year looks to be one of the best when it comes to listening and sharing ideas with the world. If you have any topics that you would like for the students in my class to address, please just add a comment to our message board listed below this posting. I'm sure that it will be a joy to investigate and share with you all. This has been a presentation of the 100 Languages Podcast, brought to you from Mr. Hodge's first grade classroom. Please visit us on the web at www.creekview.org and follow the links to first grade, then Hodge, to find our webpage. I would also like to thank
the great Charles Mingus with the song Better Get Hit in Your Soul off of the album A Hum
for providing the music this time around. Thank you for listening, and you will hear from us soon.